Welcome to Powering Travel, a new audio platform brought to you by Expedia Group. Today, we're discussing our recent custom research on traveler value, and we're excited to have our very own Brandon Earhart back with us to chat through the findings and share advice to help you leverage the insights for your business. Today's operating environment remains challenging. Costs are on the rise, acquiring customers is more expensive, and traveler expectations are higher than ever. Travel businesses can and should expand their customer base and target the most valuable travelers, those that spend more, stay longer, and bring in incremental value. But where do you find them, and how can you target them with relevant offers to ensure they choose your business or destination for their next trip? This answer is as important to us as it is to you, and it led us to our most recent custom research project titled Uncovering Traveler Value. We worked with Global Web Index to survey 8,000 respondents across 8 global markets who had purchased a vacation in the last 3 to 6 months to uncover how travelers booking across different platforms stack up when it comes to the value they deliver for your business. For the purpose of today's discussion, we'll be looking at data on Expedia Group travelers, those who booked with Expedia, Hotels.com, Vrbo, or Whatif in Australia, and indicated a preference for booking with one of these websites or apps. We'll be comparing Expedia Group travelers to the other travelers included in the study. These are respondents who booked with an online travel agency other than Expedia, Hotels.com, Vrbo, or Whatif, or direct with a hotel or airline and indicated a preference for booking on one of those websites or apps. To help us dive into the research findings and discuss opportunities for our partners to drive more valuable travel bookings, we spoke with someone I'm happy to welcome back to the show, Brandon Earhart, head of B2B lodging marketing at Expedia Group and former host of the first 3 seasons of the Powering Travel podcast. Brandon has played an integral role in scaling our partner programs, leading strategic initiatives, and expanding the use of revenue insights to drive partner success. If you listened to our prior episode with Brandon, you might notice he has a new title. We'll get to those exciting updates in our conversation. Don't worry. Let's get into the interview. All right. Welcome back to the podcast, Brandon. I hear it's been a busy few months for you. Catch us up on the latest and greatest in your world.
It feels good to be back. Let's be real. The podcast is home. It's been a busy couple of months, not a lot of sleep. We welcomed a baby girl into the world. Hello, Ari. She is doing awesome. And then also simultaneously, I am in a new role. And in my new role, I have broader oversight of our supply marketing functions and our partner opportunities, really helping our partners have the solutions they need at their fingertips to grow their business. And that's partly why I'm looking forward to digging into this research with you. So many interesting insights on Expedia Group travelers and so many great opportunities for our partners to tap into our global audience to achieve their goals.
That's so awesome. It sounds like it's been so busy for you, and congratulations on being a new girl dad. So let's start talking about this new research. I know our listeners must be super anxious to hear more about the Uncovering Traveler Value report that we recently released. One of the findings I personally found fascinating was this notion that Expedia Group travelers are more willing to splurge on their trips. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that what it means to splurge is probably a little bit different for everybody, especially in the terms of the amount of money that this equates to, because it is personal. So these definitions are differing by the person or the traveler. But we've done a really nice job in bringing in a breadth of opinions so that we understand when we say splurge what that means. The study found that Expedia Group travelers are less price conscious, about 56% more likely to splurge on vacations than other travelers. So travelers not booking in the Expedia Group ecosystem. The urge to splurge is resulting in some more powerful opportunities for hotels, and we'll double click on hotels specifically. For example, if you look at how this translates into traveler behavior and what splurge would mean to a hotel owner, they're going to spend more and they're going to stay longer. So compared to other travelers, Expedia Group travelers on average spend 21% more on property and they stay in the property 11% longer. So that's nearly one additional day. This higher on-property spend combined with a longer length of stay provides much more opportunities for hotels to drive incremental revenue. So if you take a step back and just look at what travelers are spending money on when they're on property, we see that they're spending 67% more on activities, things like the hotel spa, 16% more on meals, 5% more on drinks than other travelers, These are travelers that are going to be getting a massage, right? Renting an e-bike to explore the city, treating themselves to a really nice meal at the hotel restaurant.
I know that's exactly how I like to travel as well. I'm like, what are the offerings here at this hotel? If there's a spa, you can guarantee I'm getting some kind of massage. And that's super interesting to see how Expedia Group travelers are spending in comparison to other travelers. So what would you recommend to our hotel partners based on these insights?
Well, it's so funny you say spa because like I personally, no, I don't love the spa, but there are so many cool activities that a hotel can offer that regardless if it's a spa or if it's an elevated restaurant or it's an avenue to more tours, hotels can really differentiate themselves and can attract guests. So our VIP access program today is a program that you have to qualify for. It boosts your visibility in our search and sort rankings. Expedia Group funds additional loyalty points. It's really for the best of the best. And then we ask that the properties deliver a perk. And that perk often intersects with activities. So if you think it's about a free bottle of wine or free parking or room upgrades, the perks you offer as a hotel can help you stand out in search results. But you can go a layer deeper there. And if you think about how you potentially want to drive more incremental revenue while making a guest feel value, you can think about perks like resort credits or food and beverage credits, which we see perform very well. Because as you see these travelers leverage these coupons or these resort credits, they're often going above and beyond the amount that was offered to them, right? So if you give them a $20 food and beverage credit, well, the average check size at your restaurant's $85. So that you know that you're going to essentially be able to get more out of that traveler than just the redemption of the coupon. And I think this translates to program success. So they think about VIP access properties. They see higher revenue. They're seeing longer stays than those not in the program. And this is without the cost of loyalty fees. So there's no cost to join VIP access. You offer a perk and then you earn a lot of the benefits that Expedia Group has to offer you. So the story is become eligible for the program, join the program, offer a perk that's going to drive additional incremental revenue. I'd recommend resort credits. And then sit back and watch that money flow in.
I love that. That's really great advice. So we've talked about the impacts of that on property spending for hotels. What about the destinations as part of all of this? Are there any interesting insights there?
Yes. I mean, so destinations are a huge benefactor of Expedia Group travelers in this concept of splurging. It extends to really all businesses in a destination, not just a lodging provider. Total in-market spend is a very important aspect of traveler value, particularly for these destinations. With the partnerships that we see with DMOs and lodging properties and with Expedia Group, it's really important for us to be working together to make sure that travelers have a great experience. And when they have a great experience, often that means they're spending a little bit more money. So we do have good news for the destination marketers tuning in. Expedia Group travelers aren't just spending more on property. They're spending more in market too, and that's 17% more than other travelers. So for our travelers, when I say our, I'm really referring to Expedia Group's travelers. It's shopping. It's enjoying the local culinary scene. It's activities once they're in market. These are all key and foundational pieces of their experience because, again, they're not out just like taking a trip to take a trip. They're out taking a trip to splurge and really like experience what the world has to offer and experience what that market has to offer.
So along those lines of that kind of aspirational experience, what do we know now about how travelers decide where to go? Was there anything in the research that you can share?
Yes, absolutely. And so another topic that we explored is whether or not they're set on a destination before they book a trip, really answering the question, like, can they be persuaded to choose a new destination? And absolutely is the answer. The study found that Expedia Group travelers are 22% more likely to be undecided on a destination before booking a trip, and they're 41% more likely than other travelers to buy from brands that they've seen advertised. So if you think about how the world's evolved with travel, right? Like, I feel like, at least personally, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you had to have a pretty good understanding of where you wanted to go so that you could do the depth of research needed to have a great time. We've made that a lot easier. So with the content on our site, with the ability for our advertisers to reach out and to connect directly with those travelers, we're seeing those who are playing in that space benefit quite a bit.
So earlier you briefly mentioned loyalty. I know that's something that we talk about a lot, especially with the expansion of One Key to the UK. In fact, we did an episode in season 2 specifically about loyalty. What's changed since then based on this research?
we're going to get into that, but I want to connect it back to what we talked about, VIP access. Because if you think about how I, as a hotel partner or a lodging provider, would woo these guests, it's programs like VIP access because they're aimed at the loyal traveler. So I, and you know this, Sam, I love loyalty. Like, I love frequent flyer programs. I love understanding how you can leverage them and take advantage of them. And I think that what we've seen with our brand strategy, it's really focused on acquiring and retaining customers that have high return rates and incentivizing travelers to return through One Key, right? So if you think about One Key being a rewards platform across line of business, I can earn One Key cash on my vacation rental stay in Florida, for instance, and then I can burn that cash, which Expedia funds 100% of, at a hotel in Nice, France. So there are so many ways for One Key cash to be a door opener for travelers to find new destinations. And of course, they're quite valuable, right? So on average, our gold and platinum tier members of the loyalty program are spending 46% more on trips than other travelers. These are frequent travelers. They know what they want. They have elevated tastes. And these same top tier loyalty members, when they get on property, spend 73% more than other travelers. Now, there's a couple of reasons. One of it is because they're frequent travelers. One of it is they have elevated taste. But one that often isn't covered is these likely are people who could be traveling for business as well. And so they're not necessarily picking up the check. You know, the big boss man or woman is picking up the check. And so I think at the end of the day, it's really about having offerings on property that speak to people who have elevated tastes and really want to experience the local scene, whether that be culinary or that be, you know, a tour in town. It's really about having an offering that will enable a traveler to do more at your property and off your property.
This is all really great information about the VIP access. We've learned a lot about that today. What does that mean for member-only deals?
Member-only deals. Member pricing in general is such a common theme in this industry. So first off, you can now join VIP access through a member-only deal. And I'd recommend that. If you're going to offer a member-only deal, you might as well get the VIP access benefits out of it as well. If you're a hotel, you want prioritized support. You have an issue, pick up the phone. You go to our quote unquote gold line and get someone who's going to help you right away. But with member only deals and this concept of spending more, it's counterintuitive. What do you mean? I'm offering someone a discount. They're spending less. Well, certainly if they're booking the same room type and the same dates. But what we actually see is a fair amount of buy up from room types, right? You're offering, you know, your junior suite at maybe a little bit elevated price of what you were offering that standard room, and you see people buy up. And with member-only deals, think about it as a way to really woo someone to your property and to attract them with a special discount, knowing that many of these travelers are actually going to spend the exact same amount that they were going to spend. They're just going to do it on a higher room type, which is going to enable you to sell that cheaper room type, which are, you know, more prevalently sold and more easily sold if you're the hotel operator. So you can tailor member-only deals to One Key members, and you can tailor them by tier. And we found that by enabling you to target specific tiers like the platinum tier, you're able to more easily attract this really attractive customer profile.
This is awesome. Brandon, you've already shared so many intriguing insights and recommendations, obviously all backed with data from the latest research throughout our conversation. But can you give us your top takeaways and opportunities for travel providers who are looking to really take immediate action after learning about all of this good stuff?
Absolutely. I think the nice thing about the research is that there are some really clear and distinct outcomes. We've identified differences among travelers and their preferred booking platforms and really clear pathways to engage Expedia Group travelers to drive more revenue for your business. So first off, make it easy for your guests to splurge. Incentivize them to do so at their property. Make sure that your property listing reflects all of the different ways guests can upgrade their on-site experience. And when they arrive, they have the information on your dining specials, happy hours, spa services, on-site shopping. I always forget something when I travel. So I generally am going to buy a belt or something. You laugh because you know it's true. We know that that's where our travelers are spending. So serve this information up to them to make sure it's easy to find on property where they can really experience all of the cool things that your property has to offer. Secondly, destination insights. It uncovered the study that really Expedia Group travelers is a huge unlock and we're not necessarily decided before they make a booking. And you have an opportunity to kind of woo them, right? So working with our media solutions team to develop the right kind of advertising campaigns is going to go a long way for our DMO partners. And we're, you know, we're working through a lot of partnerships. So the Illinois Office of Tourism and Brand USA are the latest destination marketing organizations to unlock the power of Expedia Group's recently launched travel media network. They ran something called the Middle of Unexpected with the Illinois Office of Tourism, and it really encouraged travel into Illinois and generated awareness beyond the well-known cities like Chicago, but really reached into places like Canada and Mexico, the UK and Germany to highlight some of the places around Illinois that folk could travel to. And the proof's in the pudding. A campaign ran April through September and nearly had 27 million in gross bookings, 16 million impressions. So a ton of people interested in this campaign and a ton of opportunity to partner more and work with our destination groups. Last but not least, use member-only deals and the VIP access program to draw the loyalty members to your property. These are the folks that are going to spend the most. So if you get them spending at your property, that's going to be a positive outcome for your outlets as well. Offer exclusive deals, give them perks that help them find your restaurants, your bars, your spas. And I guarantee you that they will find and enjoy those properties because they're getting something for free and largely can find some value for themselves by leveraging the perk in your outlet. So I could go on and on. I know that you like to keep these episodes a little shorter these days. So there's a lot more data, recommendations, and best practices available on our blog and in the full report, which I'm sure is a link that you will add to the show notes because I used to do this job.
Yep, you know how it goes. Nice plug there. This was great, Brendan. Thanks so much for coming back. This was so fun.
Absolutely. I am always willing to be a guest on this very incredibly successful podcast that you've set up, Sam. Thanks so much for having me. And for our travel partners out there, check out this research. It's really, really great stuff. Read the blog. So many actual insights to grow your business. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Big thank you to Brendan Earhart for sharing his expertise with us today. As illustrated by the research findings, our travelers spend more, stay longer, and are open to influence, making them an important audience to reach and engage. And to effectively connect with these valuable travelers and drive high-impact bookings, it's critical to optimize your listings, campaigns, and activity on Expedia Group website and apps, and leverage the tools and programs we offer to partners. To download the full report titled Uncovering Traveler Value, visit the link in the description. Thanks for listening to Powering Travel, brought to you by Expedia Group.